Sony had some big reveals in the latest update they made for the upcoming release for the PlayStation 5. Big reveals, not only in games, but hardware as well. On the Next Region Nerd Alert, we explore the new updates as well as our thoughts and hopes for the next generation of gaming. Tune into Region Nerd Alert every Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. And welcome, everyone.
Hello there.
You, the listener, right now, listening to the radio or on the computer, stereo, speakers, this is Region Nerd Alert on 89.1 FM, streaming worldwide on lakeshorepublicradio.org. This is Region Nerd Alert, Lakeshore Public Radio. Check, check. I'm Jose. You know what? I'm Jose Rodriguez.
Oh, he's owning it.
I'm going to own
it. He's owning it.
Last episode was the name drop. I'm going to keep it going. Jose, host, Region Nerd Alert, Lakeshore Public Radio. That's me. From the 219. Anyway.
Man, you're about to go to zip code.
Yeah. All right. To my...
listing all the zip codes in the region.
Let's get this started right away because... I want to talk about something very important.
This is going to be a long episode.
It's going to be a long episode, no. But
we only have an hour to talk.
Yeah. It's going to be 54 minutes of fast talking.
To my left,
Thick Boy, three C's, three I's, Facebook, not Facebook, I deleted it, Instagram, Twitter, photography, Singularity Photography.
Wham, to his left.
Twitter, officially OVA, follow me.
And to his left.
Heather, Deli Hams with two S's on Instagram and one S on Twitter.
And we are... Region Nerd Alert. I thought we were going to do a unison thing. We'll work that out later. But
I didn't know what was going on.
Anyway, I was
still get to the meat.
So, speaking of the meat, we got the meats.
Today
just came out with some very hefty information, as you heard from the intro.
Video game news.
Video game news, big news. PlayStation news, big PlayStation news. The PlayStation 5. Has been revealed cosmetically and some games as well.
Yes.
So let's get this thing started.
The UFO has landed.
The UFO has landed. Very alien.
I like it.
I like how it looks.
I hate it.
Let's just get this design
all
right. All the way.
We're going to start with the hard meat, the hardware meat of it.
The hardware meat. Yeah, that's a good
idea. And then we'll delve into the lettuce and tomato. But first, what do you guys think of it?
I like it.
I like it.
You like it?
I think it looks good. I don't like it.
You can see the picture if you're on lakeshorepublicradio.org. I'll put the picture as
probably
the
thumbnail. I could see it.
Yeah.
I like how they've gone back to the standing.
Actually, it can be stand. It can stand or lay down.
I recently seen it because I was like, I got to see it laid down. And it actually looks more. Well, I think they all look more decent laying down. Yeah. But you know what I mean.
I think it actually does look less like ridiculous laying down. But also,
I'll probably end up laying it down. But I like the option because the PS2 you had the option. I don't think you have an option with PS4.
Right? Didn't the PS2 come with that little circle thing?
The PS2, PS3, and PS4 had the option of standing upright. You have to have the stand though, and the stand sold separately.
Mm.
It looks this time that the stand will actually be coming with, because for standing upright the stand is in the picture, and for laying down the stand is also in the picture underneath the PlayStation 5.
Really?
Oh, well,
yep. You can see a little bit of it. Yeah, because the stand looks sloped like this. So I think they designed it so that it counteracts the slope and curve of the device.
Disk drive or something?
Whatever is causing it.
All right.
I do have one gripe.
That nasty disk drive thing.
I have one gripe of it.
All right.
I hate the color.
The white color with the black and the blue?
I wish it was black and blue. I do not like white electronics because they get dirty.
I was going to say,
when
I first seen all the white, I'm like, that's going to get so dirty.
I wish the... black was the outer parts, and then the white was the strip with the blue.
But then it'll be an Oreo.
It would kind of be an Oreo, yeah.
I guess that's true. I'll be down for an Oreo.
See,
an Oreo has that
copyright. Blue frosting in it, though.
See, I like the black, white, blue. I like that color scheme, but
nice color scheme.
D brand is gonna make a skin for it. Like there are people that are gonna make skins. It's gonna look cool.
I don't want to put skins on like this. I guess I would be. Hopefully at launch they have different controller colors because I don't want to touch and use a white controller for the rest of my days.
Yeah, definitely.
It's gonna get dirty really fast.
Dirty, dusty, like.
Yeah.
But the controllers. Let's go on the controller. So Mike, what do you think of the controller? Like you said, you're not a big fan of it.
No, I like the PS4 controller. That's my favorite controller, like, bar none.
It is a it very is, comfortable
It is a
controller.
Really good controller.
It is. It's really good.
I used to go back and forth between my PS4 and my PS3. Mm-hmm. And, like, just going back to the PS3, I dreaded it because I had a bunch of games on there I wanted to play, but mm-hmm. I dreaded going back to it because the PlayStation 3 controller is so tiny mm-hmm. and just does not feel good in my massive meat palm. Just these clubs
Big
that
hands.
I carry around with
meat
me.
Meat palm.
Meat name of the episode, meat.
I was going to say, name of the episode.
Like, I hate gripping that tiny meat. Thing. Like, it's... I just hate gripping that little controller.
Like 100%, like same thing. Like, but I didn't have an issue with the PlayStation 3 controller.
PS3 controller is garbage.
But yeah. Then I went to PlayStation 4 and then tried to go back to PlayStation because like I can't.
Yeah,
this is like the Nintendo the tree foot, like the three finger prong thing. I can't. My hands don't recognize this. I can't do
tree
it.
Tree foot. What's the tree foot?
The Nintendo 64 like foot looking thing that with like the three prongs yeah. that like.
Oh, the dinosaur.
Well, because Nintendo's got a Nintendo. Foot. They got to make weird things.
That's a whole other episode. I can rant about Nintendo doing. Their
There's
thing.
One kid who makes the Nintendo's controller designs. He's like, draw something, and then he draws like a random shape. This is our GameCube. New controller.
It's not even like random shape. He know that like. Graph or whatever it's called, where you put a thing in it and you go around in circles in it. Mm. Yeah, that's what he uses. Mm. And then they take a random, like, a few lines and, like, put them together, like, that's a controller.
That's it right there.
Well, yeah, no, just about my point, I don't like it. I just don't like the design of it. Yeah. Though, I like the color scheme, but I don't like the
You
design.
Haven't held the new controller in your hands yet.
I haven't. That is true.
What if it's the same niceness?
Ergonomic?
Because it could be the same dimensions. It just looks like instead of rounded bases for the handles, it has more pointy bases.
And there's
it also looks like they got rid of the circular bases where you're the D-pad and the buttons.
I feel like it'd be uncomfortable for my hands
because,
like, I don't know. It, like the back of the controller just sits so nicely in my palm, and like it looks flat and pointy. I feel like I won't like it.
Well,
same with the console.
Launch,
you got to hold it in your hand.
You can go to a GameStop or someplace if GameStop still exists at that time.
I was about to say they're not.
Try and hold one. I'm sure you can be able to hold one. I mean, probably when it gets closer to launch and they actually start releasing these controllers to like people and reviewers.
They should send empty models to everyone to hold. Before the game.
Everybody in the United States get one
or,
empty model PlayStation 5
Or what I
controller.
Could do is I could wait the 2 months that it takes people to break this thing and make the DualShock 4 run on it, and then I'll be like, okay, I'll use that.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if they do include, because that's what they did for the PlayStation 4. They had the PlayStation 4 controllers backwards compatible.
Now, is the PlayStation 5 backwards compatible? Was that announced earlier?
I don't think it was announced.
I think it was earlier. I thought
that's
they
a whole other part of this episode.
Well, is it though? I'm asking you right now. Oh, okay. So
in a special way.
How far backwards?
Well, why is it in a special way?
So it will play select PlayStation 4 games.
Sort of like the Xbox.
Yes, because they're testing out each one to see if it actually works on the PlayStation 5.
Mm.
And they don't want you to, like, say, put in Dragon Age Inquisition and it just restarts your PlayStation 5. They did say at launch they will have a bigger list now because they had nothing to do during COVID-19, I guess, because the added time gave their teams more time to test things out, supposedly, in an interview that they said. I know a lot of games that are, like, multiplayer. So for Destiny 2, they just had an event earlier this week announcing 3 expansions into 2022, mind you. That's a whole thing.
Like PlayStation 4 as well?
PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, whatever's in the future going on.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Whatever happens in 2022, if we get there.
The servers are still running strong.
They announced that, but they also said during the interview that, or during the event, that the upgrade from PlayStation 4 to PlayStation 5 and also Xbox to the Xbox One, whatever the next Xbox
Series
is
X.
called, Series X, is free.
Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Seriously?
Series
this
X.
is why we're PlayStation gang. We said that
Xbox
last
Series
about.
X. I can't comprehend that. I'm gonna call it new Xbox. I'm not calling it that. That's just too much.
They named one of their consoles the Xbox One X. Xbox One X.
Oh my gosh.
Think
I just call
it
the X-Bone.
The Xbox.
I mean, I always call it the X-Bone.
Yeah, it's a dumb name.
But
when we get to actually talking about games, I have a rant to go on.
All right. Well, hopefully we trigger rant ability.
I know.
Yeah.
But,
trigger rant move.
Anyways, so the PlayStation 5 reveal, 2 hour. I didn't know it was like 2 hours, like not including the little intro thing. By the way, let's start with the intro music of that little video. Very nice sound design. I don't know. Have you got? Did you hear the intro, or did you come into it after?
I was working, so I wasn't fully like my brain was turned off to work, and it was like elevator music to me right now. It was nice. I didn't hate it.
Very nice. But also, the animations throughout was pretty mm-hmm. cool. Like the big reveal had like the triangle, circle, X, square thing, mm-hmm. and it like blew my brain a little bit. Like, oh man, what's going on? Like, it looked like cross dimensional. But anyways, the first thing they announced. For all you GTA 5 users, Grand Theft Auto 5 online.
That is actually something I want to touch upon.
Wait, so GTA 5 is going to be on it?
Before you say that, though, $1 million a month for everyone who has Grand Theft Auto 5. That is one price we can't say on NPR.
But it's fake money.
Fake money.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's fake
cash money. What
were
you
going
to say? Because I think... Well, we might sync up here.
The okay. GTA Wait, 5 has now spanned three systems.
Okay, so...
Really?
Yes,
if it comes out on a PS5,
it is coming out on PlayStation 5.
It has spanned three systems.
It came out on PlayStation 3, it came out on PlayStation 4, now it's coming on PlayStation 5. So, you know how I was saying that people are allowing free upgrades?
Mm-hmm.
This is not a free upgrade.
You have to buy it
separately. Will have to buy it again.
Oh my goodness. What is this, Resident Evil 4?
Stop giving Rockstar money for a game you already own.
You will
Please.
Have to buy it again.
Please.
And that is my issue. Because free upgrades are fine. Like, Destiny's giving me a free upgrade. That's great. I love that. I don't have to buy that again. And other people are giving, like, I think Call of Duty, I think they're going to come to that system again. I think that's a free upgrade. There's certain games that they've announced already that are free.
Well, that's kind of cool that they give mm-hmm. you the option, like the free upgrade option yeah. for certain games. They should do it for all games if you bought it once.
There's games on my PS3 that I can never play on any other system other than PS3.
That's a whole story about the PlayStation 3 architecture, though, time.
Because
the architecture for the PlayStation 3 is bonkers.
Yeah, it's trash.
And that's why it cannot be emulated by current day computers.
Who are the people I can... Like, that work at Sony.
Who can I hassle?
Like, hey.
We can actually
Is the Grand Theft Auto 5 available on this console yet?
We can have a whole episode about PlayStation 3 and what happened with their bet on cell processing and why it was a bad idea.
Well, anyways.
Just to round it off. Please, stop buying Grand Theft Auto 5. Please. Please.
If you really like it.
This is system number 3. Stop.
If you really, really like it, just buy it on PC. Just get it on PC. You will not have to buy it again. You can just buy it once and never have to buy it again. And that's it. And you can get it on sale, too.
I like how the reveal had, like, the whole trailer for it. Like, we've never seen Grand Theft Auto 5.
I'm not joking.
I was like, they wasted so much time with it.
I'm not joking. When I seen Grand Theft Auto 5, I threw my notebook up in the air. I was like, are you serious?
I thought they were going to do, like, the transition, Grand Theft Auto 5 to, like, the 6 or
100%.
Something.
I thought it was like, going to be a
like,
new
oh,
thing.
Like, oh, sweet, a new Grand
That's
Theft Auto
exactly
game.
What
nope.
You
because it's been confirmed that they're working on the new one. Like, their rumors are all over the place. Like, they're working on a new one. They're working on a new one.
We heard you love Grand Theft Auto 5.
Where's that new
so
one?
So we're
releasing it
Please.
Again.
Stop giving them money.
We heard.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's the third Blue Eyes White Dragon.
The third GTA dragon.
Oh my god, that kills me. But anyways, for the next thing on the list.
Same hat, Mike, same hat.
Spider-Man. Miles Morales. That looks so cool.
Oh yeah, I'm actually legitimately interested in it. I was talking to you guys before we started this. I hope it's like the new Spider-Man that just came out. I haven't played that yet. It's on my PlayStation, but I really hope it's like that.
It probably is. It's by the same developer.
Yeah, it looks just like another.
Sold. Yeah, already.
So they probably just made improvements on the engine because they made the engine. They made the game like they basically is a love letter to Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Is that game from?
Oh yeah.
Like they loved working on it.
Looks super cool, mm-hmm. and it looked great looking it on the PlayStation 5.
That 4K awesomeness.
Oh my gosh! But yes, Spider-Man Miles Morales is
hype,
coming out.
Hype.
Also.
Yeah. Seen those 4K screenshots? Top.
Speaking of 4K top tier looking games, a game that has always looked top tier and looks even more top tier, but not as. It's pretty top tier looking.
Don't say
GTA. Gran Turismo.
Close.
Mm. Yeah,
Gran Turismo.
That looked.
Those
very
games
attractive.
Are always.
Gran
those
Turismo
games
on the
good.
PS4 was super crispy.
Oh my gosh.
Well, the car games are the Xbox and Microsoft, or Xbox and Sony's tech demos. I mean, yeah, that's what they are.
Oh, yeah.
You think about it, like, there's always a Gran Turismo at launch. There's always a Forza at launch.
The inside of those cars,
right? Yeah.
The inside of those cars looked insane. Like,
I will say, they looked like pictures and not like computer animated graphics.
Yeah,
right. Honestly, like, I was waiting for the reveal at the very end of everything to say, and everyone you've seen today was animated on the PlayStation 5. Because everyone looks so, like, not real and computer generated.
They said, like, before that all started, like, everything from this point onward is from, it's captured from the PlayStation 5.
Really? Wait, really?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, snap. Well, never mind. I guess they did.
Yeah, it was the GTA intro that I want to remove from my memory, and then the guy talking, and then it said, from this point forward, everything is captured from PlayStation 5.
Snap.
But, I just... Too much.
Yeah,
that was a triple.
Six fireworks.
But the next one, Ratchet and Clank.
Hype.
It looks cool. Hype. And it introduced Rachita, which is the female character.
So this is a new title?
Yes.
Yep.
It's
Rift Apart is what it's called.
Yeah. I believe it's following the reboot from the PlayStation 4 game.
Is it?
I believe. I haven't played the PlayStation.
It looks just like it, to be honest. But yeah, it looks very interesting. You know, rifting and dimensions
back
and stuff.
Insomniac.
Female.
I like the concept of using like the breaking dimensions around you to your own personal gain. Like in the demo, he was like fighting somebody and then jumped up and then hooked like a crack in reality and then just pulled all of reality towards him. I was like, that was pretty cool.
It's an interesting take on like a blink ability in a game. Like, it looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But 4K Ultra. Oh, that's just the little specs I have.
That's
of
the 4K Ultra HD DVD Blu-ray player.
And a solid-state drive, humongous.
Solid-state drive. It's going to be the fastest solid-state drive on a gaming system and actually probably in a PC like computer system.
Really?
Yeah. Like, supposedly to afford them, they're NVMe drives, but they're not out in the market yet.
Wow. Because wasn't there something for the PlayStation 4, like, it can run like a brain or something like that? Or
PlayStation 4 can run a brain?
Yeah, well, not a brain, but like it did something in the medical field.
There's, I think it's like 30 PlayStation 3s
played
are running
a critical role in Chappie.
I think there's like 30 PlayStation 3s that are running like a telescope or something like that.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
That cell processor, though, and that thing's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
dang.
Don't go down that rabbit hole.
So another game, The Far Shore. Have you guys seen that? It's the one that looks sort of like Journey. It's like the little ship.
Oh, Jet the Far Shore.
Yeah, Jet.
By the Super Brothers. It was that
I know. I got nothing to say on that one. I was looking at it, I was like, okay, that's a
I'm excited for more space games.
I was going to say, very much
space.
Excited.
It looks cool. Yeah. Like, it looks like a cool indie game. Space. Yeah. Hype.
There's all about
space exploration.
There are some games in here, like, if/when we reach them, like, I'll bring up, like, that were some gorgeous games, man.
We're running through them right now.
Yeah,
we'll probably get to them.
Yeah, name it if you want.
Touch.
We don't have to go in.
I didn't know if we were going, like, in order when they came or when they, like, actually went
I did make
it.
A list, so you guys listed up.
These lists are not.
Where is it?
I didn't have time for a list.
Kenna, Bridge of Spirits.
Oh, that was that.
That game looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love everything about like how that game looks. It's like it looks like a Pikmin style game.
That was by the animation studio. That's actually developed and made by an animation studio.
Really? It looks like it kind of looked like Kubo and the Two Strings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember which one that was.
It was like a foresty, like.
Was that the one with like the girl in the ponytail?
Did she have a ponytail?
I don't know if she had a ponytail. She had the little cute black fuzzy things.
Yeah.
Like the Kiki's Delivery
Service. That did look super cool.
So that game looks like it's a mix of like Pikmin and this other game called Saboteur, like in concept, where Saboteur, you play a Irish saboteur destroying Nazi occupied Paris. Hmm. And when you liberate zones, all the color comes back into the city.
It
kind of looks like that, like towards the end when she like broke down that like corrupted statue thing and everything went all green. Mm-hmm. Like it kind of looked like that. It was pretty dope.
Yeah, it looked really cool.
It looked really good on the PlayStation 5 too. Like utilizing its graphics and its
4K.
Solid state drive, 4K Ultra,
solid state drive.
But speaking of what'd you say about Irish and
Nazi occupied France?
Yeah. Hitman 3.
Wait, what? That's a really weird segment.
Did you guys?
Hitman, huh?
Hitman 3.
There's a third Hitman.
Wait, yeah. And like it also looks very good.
I like Hitman.
I haven't played the last one.
I haven't played them in a while.
I really want to play the last one or the whatever one was episodic. Or
I think that was the last one.
Yeah,
both of them were Hitman 1 and Hitman 2, the remix or the reboot of the series for the current generation is episodic.
Because some of those, like, and from what I've seen, like, it could take, like, upwards of an hour to, like, kill your target.
I'm terrible
without being
games.
Seen.
I'm so bad at those,
like,
games.
That is a test of patience.
It's a puzzle game more than it is an action game.
I like how it disguises that. But speaking of reaching your target in Assassin.
Here's another segue.
Another segue.
Oh, man, I really should have had it. Deathloop.
Oh, Deathloop. I'm so excited for that.
I'm so hyped for that.
That looks so cool. Like, the story looks amazing on that, by the way. Like, and I don't know how it's going to play, but the concept of basically looping over, which is a video. I'm going to say this. I love when video games incorporate respawns and explain it in the world.
As a mechanic.
Because instead of, like, Talcid has died or something like that. Like, it's actually, like, Bioshock. Like, oh, you just revive in a Vita chamber, and they call it something, which is basically just a respawn. But Deathloop looks like it incorporates your death somehow.
Go ahead.
It's Groundhog's Day.
Groundhog's Day.
They had me at the 70s Grindhouse look.
The
super 70s, like tiles stacking on top of each other to make, like, a mosaic and, like... Just like the cutaway, like, comic bookish thing. I was like, sold.
That was actually announced at E3 last year, if you remember.
Really?
Yeah. No gameplay was shown. It was just a trailer. And the trailer was essentially, like, it was just called Deathloop. They showed, like, a trailer, like, cinematic thing, like, explaining, like, the idea. And then they said, come back when we have more information. We'll be back. And then they've been kind of, like, no information for the last year.
I was going to say, from the story, it said you have till midnight to, like, kill these 8 people because everyone's after you or something like that. And
everybody's after you, but this one other assassin is mostly killing you.
And it looks like you can play as that assassin, too. So
Yeah, I kind of see that going as, like, a
multiplayer?
Like a multiplayer type thing.
I was going to say, a lot of it looked like Valorant. Like, Valorant's the way you use abilities, even though it's a first-person shooter. Like,
Arcane actually makes Dishonored. And, well, they made Dishonored. And Dishonored 1 and 2 have the same thing where, like, you use abilities given to you that are, like, the blink, the, like, reach.
Rat swarm.
Like, they're using a lot probably from the engine of Dishonored in some form.
It did have a very Dishonored vibe to it.
Yeah, but that's the developer who made Dishonored. Yeah. So it makes perfect sense, but also it looks really cool.
I thought one of the cool parts was he had 2 handguns and he was, you know, shoot them and doing the thing, and then he put them together to make a machine gun and then broke them back apart.
That looked really cool. I wonder, like, if other weapons in that game will have, like,
something. I hope so,
yeah.
Because that looks super cool. So, Heather, you said you had a list. Was there something you want to bring?
No, I said I don't have a list.
Oh,
I'm
you
glad
don't
you did.
Have
I didn't
a list.
Have time.
Okay.
Because I was working while this was happening.
One game that has my money right now, and it's not even out, is called Bugsnax.
Bugsnax.
Okay.
Wait, was that the one where that thing ate the strawberry bug?
And it had that cool theme song, which I'm going to download.
I looked at it and said, this is weird, and walked away from my computer.
Okay, so it's made by the people who made Octodad. I love Octodad because it's just an absurd game. And basically, Bugsnax is you are what you eat the game.
Oh. All
right? So
it looks sort of like Animal Crossing.
Oh, it looks so cute.
It looks super cute. It's like Animal Crossing mixed with something else.
The strawberry was alive. It had googly eyes on it. The person ate the thing ate the strawberry, and then its hand became a strawberry. And this guy was walking around, and he was talking to the person that ate the strawberry. And he went, hey, I was trying to carry a lantern, but my wiener hands, and his hands were hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, but my wiener hands couldn't hold it.
My wiener hands couldn't hold it. Now the village is on fire. There's a hamburger and a wrapper with googly eyes. I love everything about this game. They have my money. Please give me this game.
It looked very nice. And being from the creators of Octodad, I bet there's, like, some twist in it, too. Because at the end of the trailer, it was, like, some...
I hope there is, because, like I said, Octodad is absurd, and I love that game.
But speaking of another one, as they showed very little of it, but it had, like, a... I don't think they showed any game play, but Pragmata. Did you guys?
I thought that was Death Stranding too.
That's what I thought. It was like another like Kojima game.
I was like,
and I got excited.
I was like, this is a Kojima game.
I was like,
oh, the Dead Space looking one.
The cyborg cat.
I think that's actually by the writer of Dead Space, because he said he had something that was being announced.
Oh,
really?
I hope that's it, because I love Dead Space.
And if you look at it, it seems very much up his alley, because it has like that weird Dead Space looking suit, and it's involved.
The helmet
space.
Looks just like the Dead Space.
And I was
suit.
Like, could this be like a Dead Space? But EA dissolved that studio and got rid of it, and they haven't sold the art. Yeah, they haven't sold the IP, I don't think. So
no, EA doesn't sell its IPs. They just rot.
Hoard it like an angry dragon.
Yeah, they just rot in a drawer somewhere.
That's the hoard drawer. There's just rotten art IPs in there, and we don't use them.
But it did give off a Death Stranding vibe because of like how much mystery was behind it. You just see a lot of very attractive images, and you don't know how they're connected.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to see that one.
One I'm excited for, other than Bug Snacks, is Horizon Forbidden West.
Let's get into the
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Okay, so if you haven't played Horizon Zero Dawn, it is literally every action platforming open world game you've ever played, all of them, with towers, climbing on random things. Discovering 10 trillion secrets in the world.
Do you have the physical copy of that?
No. I have it downloaded.
It's been on sale a lot and really cheap.
It's $10 right now. I think I might
buy it.
Buy it. I was like, I really want to play it.
It's every one of those games you've ever played, but like the best to its ability.
I love the concept of like overgrowth of like technology, which it seems like there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Like robots.
The story blew me away.
Like, I heard the story's really good.
The story's unbelievable.
Really want to beat it.
Dang, I gotta play it.
And you will never feel as powerful as you do in a game when you take down essentially a Transformers T-Rex with two giant lasers on its side. Like, you'll never feel cooler than that.
Does it play sort of like a God of War type game?
No, it's it plays like a Monster Hunter.
I'd say Tomb Raider-ish, kind of, because it has like the crafting and all that as you're going.
Yeah, it's like Tomb Raider meets Monster Hunter because you can't just like fight the bigger dinosaurs. You have to take them out. Like you have to like hunt them essentially.
Hunt and plan.
Yeah.
Set
like
traps.
You can't go in there just willy nilly or you're going to lose.
I'm gonna say I'm gonna sort of rapid fire through like some of the, like the littler looking ones. Solar Ash. It sort of reminded me of like remember that game FaZe where it was like the guy with like the long hair and it was like a sword fighting game, high skill cat.
It was
cat.
Like a bullet hell kind of.
Yeah.
That's by rhythm the game. Hyperlight Drifter.
Yeah, like the artwork
that was a good
looks
looking
the
game.
Same.
Yeah, it does look really good.
And by the way, like she or the character was moving, I feel like it was going to be like a high skill type game because they showed her like go around like a singularity of a black hole.
My friend said it's like a Dark Souls-ish.
Really?
Think if she was talking about the same one. Yeah.
It looks super cool. And I love the, there's like some big, like white thing and the artwork, and it looked very godlike. But speaking of God, the game Godfall.
I was asleep during that game.
Yeah, it was not very,
it looked boring.
It tried to be flashy.
The armor looks cool.
If you're going to have.
I like cool armor though, so.
Yeah,
if you're going to have Joyner Lucas do your hype music, it's already a failed game.
Look.
It could be like a really good game.
No, like it
looked
like
just a bad trailer.
Yeah, they didn't show too much, and at first I thought it was gonna be like the what's that new Souls game coming out?
Elden Ring.
I thought it was gonna be that at first, but then I heard the rap. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, no. Dude, I have like notes for like certain games, like Resident Evil 8. I don't have any notes because I mean it's Resident Evil 8.
There's gonna be a Resident Evil 8.
I said it.
God, the one reason I'm getting the PS5.
Let's talk about it.
Go
What'd
ahead.
You think, Skylar, of the
Dude,
trailer?
Dude, it looks so good.
I was gonna,
oh
doesn't
my
it looks
God.
Like Eldritch-y a
it's
little
super
bit?
Super Eldritch,
especially
like,
with the story in the beginning of the game.
There's so many like weird elements though, because like you're super in the woods, but at the same time you see these like Southern Bells. And there's werewolves and
Chris Redfield's
at the very end, and he looks like he's supposed to be Sean Bean's character from some 007 movie.
Ah! But yeah, it looks really it looks first person.
It looks like it's gonna be first person again, just like RE7, which I'm super happy about. it added a lot of the horror elements in RE7 is most of the time because you're in first-person mode and you can't see what's behind you, which mm-hmm. is scary.
Also, I liked a more expansive like world than RE7. Like playing RE7, like I liked how it's a short like game life. Like the playthrough isn't very long,
right?
But at the same time, I wish it was like outside of the house. But what they did with the house and like the area,
it's a good property, right?
Very good. You could, yeah.
They turned it into the Spencer Mansion, essentially. Like every to get through every door is a puzzle.
Right, every door is locked, basically.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Resident Evil 8.
Man.
Did they announce anything of that before this, or no? Like, this was
first. Yeah. You're just like, here, have a Resident Evil.
You asked for it.
we just released one a bit ago, but here's another one.
Yeah.
We're just churning these things out. All the evils and all the residents.
As long as it's not some cash grab like a Resident Evil 3, I'm good.
All like the... Well, Resident Evil 3 from like the get-go looked cash
Resident
grabby.
Evil 3 from the get-go was a cash grab.
Mm-hmm.
It was to show the upgraded Tyrant model.
Oh. I mean, it looked cool, but yeah, it was not very good.
And this does not seem like a rushed project.
Well, that is good. What's that game where you're the cars and you hit the soccer ball?
Rocket League.
Rocket League. So in the trailer, they had a Rocket League-looking game. Because there's cars involved, but it looked like a very interesting...
Destruction Derby.
Yeah, Destruction All-Stars. Mm-hmm. And it looks pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. Like, it's a different take on, like, a multiplayer game, you know? Like, it's not really, like, first-person shooter, but it's mm-hmm. not, like, really sports.
Have
but
you ever played Cell Damage?
Cell Damage.
Cell Damage.
No.
No? Okay. Cell Damage is a cel-shaded game. It's pretty much this. Like, your cartoon characters in cars... And you drive around with giant hammers and axes.
WWE Crush Hour. If you've never played that game,
it's
like Twisted Metal.
Is it like
Twisted Metal? Yeah.
I was gonna say like
that's what it sounds like you're describing.
I was like, that is. I've never heard of that.
It's a fake game.
it's like
wait,
a
you've never
metal
heard?
Clone.
Oh, the WWE.
Yeah,
I have never heard of that. I thought you were gonna.
It
say
sounds like
Twisted
that's what
metal.
You're describing, though. It's like car battle.
Yeah, there's some element of like outside the cars too, which is really weird. It's almost like a D.Va explosion. Like you can still do stuff, but the car is like the main thing. And it looks like it's an arena type game, like it's in a stadium. It's not like a like Twisted Metal. You go to a hospital or outside of the Grand Canyon or something like that. This seems like stadium type play. So I wonder what they're going to do with that. But at the very least, I wouldn't mind watching it on Twitch for tournaments and stuff.
Very very neon.
Yeah.
Speaking of neon,
on there
oh,
for
snap.
Stray.
Stray. I'm so excited for the cat simulator.
I seen this and I was like, okay, I'm kind of feeling this. It's very neon.
Is that the robot one?
Yeah, where everything's a robot and then like there's the one like real cat.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
There's one real cat.
It looks so cool.
Do you play like, as the cat?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the game. I just know that it was the robots were cute and they were like. Poor robots, and it was like in like a Japanese alley market.
It looks so good.
It looks super good.
The cat looks amazing.
And again, it was super neon, and I love everything neon.
I was gonna say, speaking of Japan, Ghostwire Tokyo.
That looks legit.
I was gonna say it looks very cool. How the take on like the supernatural ghost elements, and also it's first person and
horror game.
It's not a.
I want to say it looks like it has horror elements.
Yeah.
It's like
an action-y.
Spooky feelings, like, and all that, but I don't know for sure. It's probably like a.
It looks more action-y. FPS. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like a lot of what you're fighting is, like, based in Japanese
folklore.
Yeah, folklore and things like that.
But, like, more, like, high school ghost stories, sort of.
You know, that one comic that crawled towards you back in.
With the clicking?
Yeah, the clicking back in the early 2000s.
But, I guess some other ones I just want to, like, sort of gloss over. Goodbye, Volcano High.
I was working.
I
didn't see it.
It's like a furry type game.
It looks like they're like dinosaurs. I don't like when people say this, all right? I don't like how most people use this, what I'm about to say.
Uh-oh.
But
Censored?
No, it's not censored.
Okay.
This is
the end.
This is Tumblr. That I seen that game and I was like, this is Tumblr the game.
Got, like, sort of high school-ish.
Like, if you remember, like, Tumblr back in, like, Tumblr's heyday, mm-hmm. it was Tumblr. This game is Tumblr.
It definitely looks like you very little play.
I think it's a visual novel.
I think it's
a... It might be a visual novel. Like, I could see that
it's
happening.
It's probably... Because it was a mixture at the conference... Well, at the event today, it was a mixture of indie games and AAA games. So this is probably just another indie game
yeah.
that like super is a visual indie. Novel. It's just, I don't know.
Sort of reminded me of...
I didn't really see it.
What was that one game that was basically a visual novel, but you like play through it? Not Stranger Things. God, what is it called? Strange World?
Life is Strange, yeah.
I actually really liked Life is Strange. The first one.
That's a Telltale game, basically, because that's what that was inspired from.
What was inspired?
Life is Strange was inspired from Telltale games.
Oh, gotcha. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I have an open mind about it. Like, I'm probably not going to get it, but when it, you know, I'll keep an eye on it.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, Little Devil Inside. That looked really cool.
I totally missed that one.
That game had me cracking up when the guy was on the rope and he dropped the bomb and it cut back over to the other guy in
the
toilet.
Poo, yeah.
I was laughing so hard.
It sort of looks like Zelda-ish, but not Zelda. Like it seems like their take on like a lonely adventurer, like throughout different worlds.
Zeldorf,
but Redathoing. But yeah, it looked very interesting. It had giant monsters to fight, but it looked cute at the same time. So that's why it like reminded me of Zelda.
I'm pretty interested in that one.
Yeah. One I want to gloss over as well. I mean, I'm not a big fan of them, but 2K21.
Oh, you mean Gambling Simulator?
Gambling Simulator. I mean, don't get me wrong; it looks good, but I'm not really interested in.
I wasn't looking at it, but my boss said it looked like plastic people with sweat on them. I'm like, yeah, that's probably what it was.
But
it was pre-alpha footage. I'm like, so it's before the alpha footage.
Also, I learned that there's a basketball team called the Pelicans. Didn't know that they were bad.
Yeah. We know sports here.
Yeah, we know sports here.
Yeah.
Sport ball. But anyways, yeah, the 2K21 coming out. Little Devil Inside, yeah. Also, I'm pretty sure remake Demon's Souls.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure a few of these people in this room right now would be hyped for that Demon's Souls.
I've never played Demon's Souls.
So I bet you're extra hype.
Because
you get to play it finally.
It looks so good.
I'm
going to
dust off my PS3 and play it on my PS3 first.
I'm super hyped about that game. Because that is actually one of the games that I would go back to constantly for my PS3. I hated every second holding that controller, but man, I love Demon's Souls.
I was gonna say a lot of the comments beforehand wanted a Demon's Souls release. Which so does that mean that they talked about it before?
No, the rumor was that there was gonna be a really odd Bloodborne release for PC, and with that, it was also gonna be a remake. Of Demon's Souls for PS5.
Oh, so
but
that's what...
But nobody knows where the Bloodborne for
the
PSC...
The Bloodborne's not there.
From PC came from, because yes. Nobody mentioned it. People are... It's probably, like, just willed into an existence
never
by the mass public. Because the Demon's Souls thing actually was, like, I think, leaked. But the Bloodborne's just like... I think that should happen. That should happen. I'm
so
will into existence.
Maybe they leaked the Bloodborne stuff because the Demon's Souls thing leaked. Oh, put up some false information.
We gotta give the PC guys something to hope for.
Distract them.
So Bloodborne isn't for the PC yet?
No.
The only
never
gonna
be?
PC game right now is Horizon Zero Dawn's on PC.
Hmm.
But if you notice, PlayStation changed their branding.
Yeah, that little square box.
They changed their branding to PlayStation Studios and just not PlayStation. They're changing their branding so that they can also be on PC like Xbox.
Oh.
I mean.
It's a slow and casual branding change,
I was gonna
but
say,
it's happening.
It's not a bad thing.
No. I mean, you're just saying,
that's
like,
absolutely a good thing.
A lot of people don't notice that because it's just like, oh, PlayStation Studios. Like, no, they 100% did that.
I was wondering why they
did
that.
So they can go on PC and be on PC and be like, this is from PlayStation Studios.
That's cool. Yeah, I like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wasn't sure why. And,
and if you notice, a lot of the exclusives, some of the exclusives actually are going to be on PC. On like Epic Game Store and stuff, and
gross.
Only PS5.
Wait, what is Epic Games Store? Oh, Epic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. One thing I will say, just going off the Bloodborne thing, I don't want a Bloodborne remake at all, period.
Oh,
you don't want a sequel.
Sequel.
I don't even know a sequel. You know what I want? I want them to put Bloodborne out. They don't have to do anything else other than put it at 60 frames a second. That's all I want.
I wonder if that will actually be one of the ones that will be upgraded to PlayStation 5, that if they'll just work. Because it actually probably would be able to go 60 frames per second and won't have like the slowdown and lag that it does on certain things.
If that's the case, that...
I never noticed that.
Bloodborne's perfect to me.
Have you seen the loading screens?
The loading screen... is a loading screen.
The loading screen.
Okay,
once you're in the game, you
play
the game.
Compared to Google Fiber, maybe. But,
okay, this is a conversation for another day, because you and me are going to disagree.
Yeah,
we're
going to have some fights about this, because I had the game at launch, and let me tell you, I can make a sandwich during those loading screens.
Oh, I could have showered during the loading screen. But that's a moot point, because once you're there, you're there.
This is a fight.
Oh, the whole
day.
World. Right?
If I get an upgrade to Bloodborne at 60 frames a second, I will throw money at the PS5 because of that, and Bug Snacks.
The PS5 opportunity for Bloodborne FPS,
Demon
60,
Souls,
Bug Snacks.
Bug Snacks. Yep.
That's in
and
order.
The Bug Snacks song.
In order. In
I
order.
Need to pull that
it's,
up.
Please play.
In order. It's probably Bug Snacks at this point. It's probably Bug Snacks
above
at this.
All.
But
yeah.
But what if it plays like Animal Crossing though?
If it plays like Animal Crossing,
like it's a sort of like a town.
If it play like I don't mind town builders, but if it has the same issues I have with Animal Crossing, I will cry.
Honestly, I don't think it will because of the element of you are what you eat. So
I hope not.
There's probably going to be a lot on that, like making your like sort of like Chow Garden. You beat them up a little, they turn to evil.
Oh, from Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
Yeah. Okay. So it might be like that, where you treat them a different way, and then they turn into like wieners and stuff.
That's fine. I just don't want to spend 52 hours and do nothing in Animal Crossing and wait for my village to slowly bring itself together. Moving on.
Moving on. Cities, the PlayStation, one of the new games. That game sucks. Anyways, did you see the glimpse at the new opening? They snuck it in there.
Yeah,
like,
I did. I was like, is that a UI sneak peek?
Yeah.
That's a UI sneak peek.
I liked it. I really, like, it was, I mean, it reminded me of the PlayStation 4 one, but, like, better.
What did it sound like? Recreated.
I like it.
It
looked very pretty and gold and sparkly.
Yeah, I liked it.
Sold. Gold and sparkly.
Yep.
But,
not sold until Resident Evil 8
comes out. We probably won't see the full UI until next event, which will actually be in July.
Yeah.
Can't wait to change it to an anime background. But anyways, I wanted to bring this up to you guys because I never heard of it. Oddworld?
Okay. Do you have anything to say on that?
No, I was going to say that's just a part of series.
Okay. Oddworld is a real weird game.
Is it like Abe's Odyssey?
Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey.
The Hunt one?
It's Stranger's Revenge. There's one with a character called Munch. Those games are weird.
I've never played them.
They're all really weird. Like it's Stranger's Wrath. You load creatures into your crossbow and shoot them, and each creature does a different thing. So
that's
like
weird,
so like there's these little furry ball things with like just sharp teeth, and you launch them at somebody, and they latch onto them, and they just chomp on them.
What?
Abe's Oddworld, like you literally like can fart on robots.
What?
They're
it's one
real
of your
weird
actions.
Games, but
this game looks totally different from what you're describing, too.
Well, Stranger's Wrath is set in the Oddworld universe, but it's
they're
a separate
different
thing.
Different types of
games.
Oh,
yeah,
gotcha.
So Stranger's Wrath is more of a Western-style kind
super
of game.
Western shooter.
You're a bounty hunter, essentially.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
The same. I knew the face looked very familiar.
Yes.
I remember the Western
so,
one.
So, yeah, it's a Western. It's a Western game, and Oddworld, like the Abe's Odyssey end of it, is such an anti-capitalist game, like to a T. Like Abe is part of this race. I forgot what it's called, but Abe's a part of this race that is actually enslaved by these people to make this energy drink. that is made
They tease the...
No, I don't think it's made of them. I don't know if it's made of them or not, but they just, like, harvest everything, and they're just, like, enslaved, and the whole...
They tease the drink in the trailer, too.
Yeah, I've like...
whatever cola or...
And
whatever.
Abe is, like, the... Abe is, like, part of a prophecy to save his people.
Hmm.
He's, like, a messiah, essentially, and it's, like...
Are all these games, like, follow the same character, or is it just, like, completely different in the same world?
Abe's Odyssey follows Abe. This one looks like it's going to follow Abe, too, which is just a skinny, weird-looking, gangly thing.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot which one has Munch in it. Munch is this short little frog thing with one leg that swims super fast, but when it's on land, it, like, hobbles.
Hmm. So what'd you think of the gameplay from the trailer? Like, how it sort of reminded me of that one game with the Lemmings. I forgot what it was called, but... where they you like have them do different things and then some of them fall.
That's Oddworld.
It's like a, almost like a Pikmin style thing where you go up to your fellow people. Follow me.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, so all of them have that in common where they like follow. Mm-hmm. Oh,
you're
okay.
supposed to help them escape. Yeah, you lead them.
They
to
all
the end.
They all sound like,
hey, how you doing?
Hello.
How's it going?
That's cool. I do like games like that, like Lemmings.
It's real weird. Hmm. It's real weird.
And I'm not they also release like the rough releases like time, like some were holiday, some were this year, mm-hmm. some were next year. I did not write that down.
I didn't either.
But, so like you said, like some were holiday, like I think Godfall was holiday. A Spider-Man game was holiday this year. It was 2020. There was some that space game Pan
with the girl who kept waking up.
No, the Cybercat.
Cybercat. That game looks cool.
What is that called? I forgot to write it down.
The Cybercat game comes out in 2022.
Oh, yeah. Pragmata Returnal. Does.
Pragmatic,
too.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm talking about. Pragmatic.
Mm.
Returnal.
Returnal looks cool.
Yeah.
What is that about? I was working during
Groundhog's
that time.
Day.
Is that the same Groundhog's
Day?
It's like a Groundhog's Day type thing.
Oh, but she kept waking up in different planets or whatever?
She lived,
the planet changes as she dies.
Oh, that's what it is.
It looks like a bullet hell, too.
Really?
It looked like a bullet hell, Dark Souls-ish kind of thing.
I gotta look at that again.
Roguelike bullet hell.
Yeah, it looks weird. Like, I'm gonna follow that game, because it looks like right up my alley.
It looks interesting.
Yeah. She was saying, like, she lives, she crashes, the monster, she dies, repeats. Crashes, monster, dies, repeats. Crashes, monster, dies, repeats.
And like it kind of seems like it has like that Hellblade, Senua, Senua Sacrifice thing where when you die you start losing pieces of yourself.
Yeah,
I really like the explaining of the respawn mechanic, if mm-hmm. this game will be the same. But
if it's a roguelike, that's probably how they explain it. Like, oh, she's just stuck in this loop, and that's how they're explaining the respawn.
Yeah.
Or, was it ReZero?
Mm-hmm.
We could talk about PlayStation's attempt to snipe Mario Odyssey with Sackboy, Big Adventure.
They had the sniper out, just like, Nintendo.
Sackboy
Adventure.
Sackboy Adventure.
I was serious. I was like, this is just Mario Odyssey. Like,
it's multiple players, though.
A multiplayer Mario?
Yeah.
A little bigger, big plan.
That bounced so hard off the haptic feedback of this room.
Feedback.
Anyways, yeah, I was watching that. I was like, this is just Mario Odyssey, man. Like, I still think Sackboy's adorable, but Little Big Planet 3 just didn't do anything for me. I played all of them.
So is this going to be like Little Big Planet, except like not being able to make your own worlds, or is it just going to be just like Little Big Planet?
They didn't really say.
Yeah.
They just showed that it looks like a platformer with friends. I don't know if it's going to have like the make your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I kind of hope it doesn't, because getting your friends in online for those levels is atrocious.
Oh.
The servers are garbage. That whole system is garbage, especially on the PlayStation 4 one. I refuse to play online with friends. Like, it's only couch co-op.
It was terrible.
Because it takes forever to load into a thing, and you can just be dropped randomly. And the camera only follows one person.
That's garbage. That is unacceptable.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I want to make my friends suffer. Go all the way over here. You can suffer in the abyss over on the left-hand side of the screen.
Yeah, definitely ain't that. But, you know, I think it looks like a cool platform. I've always enjoyed the platforming elements of Little Big Planet, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah.
I'm hyped.
So, is there anything else that you guys want to bring up from the trailers? Because we've covered a lot, if not all.
Xbox looks like poop.
What do you guys want? Router versus fridge.
No, I'm just kidding.
Which is your vote? Router versus fridge.
You could do, which one would you rather have, right? A refrigerator or the binder? All right.
Like, the binder.
The binder.
The binder.
Trapper keeper.
Trapper keeper.
Oh, man. But
I would say, what's your vote on it? You guys hype for PlayStation 5? Were you disappointed?
Hopefully,
looking
I have a better job and like more money. Then I'll be hyped for stuff like that.
You can still be hype.
Oh, no, yeah, I know, but...
Can we hype for your future self? Because in the future, maybe you can afford it.
If I can afford it, I will definitely...
I'm really excited to see where Ethan's story goes in Resident Evil.
So and hype? Then, hype?
Yeah.
I'm real excited to have my Bugsnax machine.
So hype? I think it's general hype.
Yeah, I'm telling you, hype. Man, Bugsnax has me. I'm going to cry if it's a terrible game.
We need to have the
you need to keep following it and keep updating
and
us
then
week
when
by week.
Comes
I will.
Out, we will have the
music
Bugsnax
too.
Episode.
I will.
An entire episode dedicated to
Can
Bugsnax.
Can we get the Bugsnax developers on the region? Because they're actually, the Octodad developers are actually from Chicago, I believe.
Really?
Because I believe they made it at DePaul.
Paul.
DePaul University.
Oh, DePaul. Okay.
I believe they're from DePaul University. Early
so maybe, yeah. Everyone who listens to Region Alert.
Bugsnax.
Write to your local Bugsnax developer and tell them to get on this show, and we will have them. I really need to find the Bugsnax song, because the Bugsnax song was catchy.
We should try.
I'm telling you, man, I don't get hype. Like ever, I'm such a cynical person,
dude. You were excited. You're excited for some Bugsnax.
I am excited for Bugsnax.
It looks cute.
The moment I saw strawberry in a burger with googly eyes,
the
I was
Australian
like, that's
walrus.
It. Australian walrus.
Yeah, remember the Australian walrus.
Yeah.
But anyways, so that brings us to the end here. Mm-hmm. I guess final thoughts. What do you think the price is going to be?
$500.
I hope it's not over $500.
Do I hear 501?
501.
I'm going to agree with the rumors. I'm hearing the like $700.
The $700
no
price
way.
Point.
That's what I'm hearing. I feel it in my bones.
Because PS5 when it released, or before when it released,
PlayStation 3 was $700 to $800. Mm-hmm. And I think Sony learned to not go that high.
Oh.
And I think they'd rather eat a good chunk of that than go $700.
Oh, they always lose money on their consoles.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But I think they're going to eat more this console generation, both of them, both Microsoft and Sony.
If it's that expensive.
If it's that expensive, just so that they don't go into that $1,000 range.
They need to afford the TV that can handle it and everything
else. If it's seven, I won't be buying it. Like, I won't be buying it for quite a while, but five, I'll shell five out.
A band. Like, that's crazy. $1,000?
Yeah, like,
that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm not going to get it until I know a game that I am going to play the absolute
Resident Evil.
And of course,
files off of.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But all right, that is the end here. Thank you guys for coming.
No
you
want
to go around the horn real quick, Mike?
Thick boy, three C's, three I's. Three I's, three C's,
three
I's. Yeah. Yeah.
Skylar Olitho, officially OVA on Twitter. Follow me there.
Heather, two S Deli Hams, two S's on Instagram and one S on Twitter. Follow me for
nice.
Dumb PlayStation.
I thought you said Heather spelled with two S's.
And please stop buying Grand Theft Auto 5.
Stop buying
Don't
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Don't buy GTA 5 Xbox.
And stop buying Resident Evil 4 as well. And also, Silent
buy
Hill fans,
Bugsnax.
Cry with me because nothing was
Bugsnax.
Revealed.
Bugsnax.
Silent Hill. But thank you for listening to Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. And this is Region Nerd Alert. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.